Oh, that monthly friend on flow, PMS, whatever you want to call it. It affects so many aspects of our lives. I don't need to list them for you, ladies. I'm sure you have a running list in your mind right now. And PMS can come with mood swings or irritability. And sometimes these symptoms appear in some really sneaky ways that can also affect the way we feel about ourselves, causing imposter syndrome. And it can also affect our behavior as entrepreneurs. Yeah, we're going deep today. Audrey Geyer is a high-performance women's wellness coach who has spent the last 7 years cultivating a lifestyle that honors the ebb and flow of female hormones and now works as a health coach teaching ambitious, health-driven women how to use their hormones to their advantage so that they can do more of what they love without PMS and burnout. Her clients boast that her results are incredible. Results like PMS-free cycles. Yeah, I'm here for that. And being able to quit caffeine without the headaches, as well as higher self-confidence. Today, Aubrey is going to teach us how we can overcome the effects of PMS so that they don't really have an impact on our imposter syndrome or our negativity bias, and we can remain our awesome, strong, happy selves through PMS. This is Chats with Gigi, your space for growth, inspiration, and learning. Covering the topics that matter to women everywhere, empowering you in your personal and professional life. Are you ready? Here we go. Audrey, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us today. And I'm just excited to have you on the show, not just because of the expertise that you're bringing, but also because this topic is such a big part of our day-to-day life as women, as entrepreneurs, and all of the different roles that we play. So welcome. I can't wait to get started.
Thank you so much for having me, Gigi. I am so excited to connect with you.
Yeah. So before we get into imposter syndrome and negativity bias, as it applies to our PMS symptoms, I want to know a little bit about you and what brought you to where you are today.
Yeah. So I am a high-performance women's wellness coach, and my niche is empowering women who are ambitious and who are health conscious, but who still struggle with PMS and burnout and really experience the struggles that can come along with the ways that our sex hormones and stress hormones, as well as neurotransmitters, can interact. Growing up, hormones were a regular household topic. My father was an endocrinologist, which is a hormone specialist. And so it was something that I grew up with and that I've always had conversations around. But my interest personally really took off when I was 22 and I hit a hormonal rock bottom. I was burned out. I had terrible cycles, terrible PMS. And I was also diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, which is an autoimmune disease that relates to the thyroid, as well as hypothyroid disease, which many women experience. And at the time, I had been working out 6 days a week, eating quote unquote clean, and doing all the things that the typical diet and fitness industry told me to do. So I realized at that moment that there was a missing link for women. And not only is physical health important, but, you know, as we're going to be talking about today, emotional health and mental health is so important too. And I love the way that our hormones act as messengers and coordinators, and they're really behind the scenes influencing how we feel and think and act all month long. And so I made it my mission to figure out what works for me to start my own healing journey. And along the way, I figured out that our hormones are really superpowers and women can learn to use them to their advantage. And a big piece of that for me was learning how to master my mood and take control of my own energy, because at the time I was really suffering from a lot of anxiety and depression and fatigue. And so many women deal with that and are told that it's normal and it just comes from working hard, but I don't think that women should have to feel miserable as a result of working hard. I think working hard should make us feel really good. So, you know, that led me on my journey, and I hope today to just make women who are struggling with these psychological symptoms of PMS, whether that's anxiety or imposter syndrome is a common one that I'm seeing a lot lately, or mood swings or irritability, and shed some light as to why we struggle with this and also how we can get past that.
I love that. And something you talked about, I want to go back to, and that is, how do we master our mood? Because I feel like that's something that sometimes it gets away from us, right? And there's this concept of like, or maybe it's an erroneous concept, I'd like to think, but you tell me because you're the expert, that says, you know, well, you're supposed to be moody when you have your period. You're supposed to be, you know, an emotional, disastrous roller coaster. But are we really supposed to be that way? And how can we master our mood? How does that work?
You know, I think that women are highly empathetic. The parts of our brain that have to do with reading the emotions of others are more active and are larger in women than they are in men. And that is a gift. But with that being said, when it comes to anxiety and depression and things that make us feel like we can't show up as our best selves, that is not normal. PMS as a whole is, that happens when there is either an environmental or an internal disturbance that is throwing off the balance of our hormones. Truly, the week or two before your period should feel very calm. You might not feel as outgoing, you might not feel as energized, but you should feel cool, calm, and collected. And so when we struggle with these mood swings, that is usually an indication that something is off.
And what should we look for to discover what it is that's off, that's causing those mood swings?
Yeah, I think the first step is really looking at the complete female hormonal cycle. So most of us hear menstrual cycle and we think period. We've only been taught to think about 1 week or a few days out of the entire month. But really, this is a 21 to 35 day cycle. And there are four different phases in the female hormonal cycle, and they each have their own unique blueprint and purpose. So let's say, you know, we start with the menstrual phase. That's your period. That's the bleeding phase. During that time, you're actually at a hormonal low point. So there's this misnomer, this stereotype that women are so hormonal during this time, but it is actually when we're the least hormonal, in fact. And so during that time, a lot of women do struggle with mood problems or might struggle with period pain. But for the most part, what this should feel like is very introverted. So many women will hear this, and if you're listening and kind of nodding, you know, it might be that it's not that you don't feel like doing anything during your period. You just might not feel like doing it with anyone else. And so if a woman feels like she really has to perform and be her most outgoing during this time, then, you know, she's really bumping up against what her hormones are trying to do for her. So I would say, you know, you're starting here, you're starting at this low point, you're feeling more introverted. Your subconscious is very active though. So you really want to process the events of the last month, the last cycle you've gone through. You want to come up with ideas and really emotionally process whatever's going on in your brain. And after your period, you enter the follicular phase. And during the follicular phase, your hypothalamus, which is in your brain, tells the pituitary gland to start releasing follicle-stimulating hormone, or FSH. And FSH, since it's a hormone and all hormones are communicators, they communicate with foreign, distant parts of the body. And this one is communicating with your ovaries and telling them to start producing estrogen. So you produce a little more estrogen every single day. And with that, your estrogen is communicating with many different parts of your body. And since we're talking about mental health, you know, I'll say that's communicating back with your brain and with your neurotransmitters, and it's increasing your levels of serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin, which are all happy hormones. They're the hormone that makes you feel happy and calm. Dopamine is the reward hormone, and oxytocin is the social trust or bonding hormone. So during that time, women start to feel a little more energized, a little more collaborative and outgoing too. So you might start feeling more extroverted than you did during your period. And then you reach ovulation phase. And during ovulation phase, your testosterone and estrogen hit a peak. And during that time, you feel very outgoing and very social. Women tend to feel more confident during this time. The communication centers of your brain are lit up, so you're able to express yourself in a way that you might not be able to during other times of the month. And then after ovulation, our estrogen starts declining day by day and progesterone rises. And when progesterone rises, progesterone is more introverted and detail-oriented and anti-stress. So whereas I think of estrogen as being the extrovert during that follicular and ovulation phase, progesterone during the luteal phase is what makes us get a little more introverted again. She's kind of what makes us start paying attention to those details. And during that time, a lot of women do experience irritability or anxiety or imposter syndrome. And I think that has a lot to do with a couple of things. One of them being, because we're paying attention to more details, it's easy for us to get into this negativity bias where we feel like something is missing or something has gone like not quite to our liking. Mm-hmm. And we're really wanting to identify what that is so that we can correct it. You see this when progesterone rises in a pregnancy, women go through a nesting phase, right? So this is like going through a nesting phase in our own lives where we want to get rid of everything that's wrong and we want to create an environment that is calming and that feels good. And some women may go through a nesting phase before their period, but for some, if this is more extreme, it may feel like wanting to really correct a lot of things about their life. So some women might feel like they're very behind on their goals. Maybe they're not trusting that they're where they need to be in life because they think they need to be further along. Mm-hmm. And that creates a lot of stress. And we're also really sensitive to the effects of cortisol during this time. When estrogen is higher, and serotonin is higher and dopamine is higher, it can be a lot easier to let the little things that bother us just kind of roll off our backs because we have more of those neurotransmitters acting in our favor. Whereas when estrogen is lower, that can start bringing up some of those anxiety and depression symptoms that are so real. But in some ways, we dismiss and we think that women are just being too sensitive or overreacting. But if we put it into the perspective that women are actually having a different level of neurotransmitters, we would have to have so much more compassion for what women go through on a monthly basis.
And you talked about imposter syndrome being a part of what reflects, right? So what can we do to overcome in that moment when we feel that imposter syndrome kicking in that part of our hormonal cycle?
I think that it's important to, as you track and as you start looking at all four phases of these cycles, to track your symptoms all month long, including what is your mood, what are your energy levels like? And if you are someone who during your luteal phase, that 10 to 16 days before your period, if you start noticing that you struggle with imposter syndrome, then I would preemptively schedule some self-care or some time to talk with somebody who you trust who can support you. That can be going to a therapist. That can be scheduling some time off of work. And I also think it's really important to, I love a gratitude journaling practice. It's something that I do every day. And so I'll look back in my journal and I'll look at the wins that I've had and everything good that has happened. And I create affirmations out of factual events in my life. So I'm not just saying something that I don't necessarily believe is true. I'm using evidence against my own imposter syndrome mm-hmm. to validate the hard work that I'm doing. And I think that's something that I'm sure a lot of your listeners are very invested in personal development and are already taking these incredible steps. And they just need to carve out some time to remind themselves of that hard work that they're doing.
That is so amazing. And I think you're right. I think it's in giving yourself evidence of the contrary, right? That you feel. So if you're feeling down, if you're feeling like you're not quite enough, you know, giving yourself evidence of the contrary is always going to empower you. And so as we come to the end of this interview, and thank you so much once again for joining us today with so much good info, what are three tips that you would give us moving forward after we take in all of this information? Because this is definitely an episode to listen to more than once.
Absolutely. So number one, I would start tracking your full cycle. If you use a planner or a calendar or an agenda to keep up with your days, then try writing the initial of which phase you're in, just in the little corner. So if you're in your menstrual phase, you can put an M. If you're in your follicular phase, you can put an S. That way you know where you are, and start looking at those activities you're doing each day and see if they're activities that feel good for you and come easy for you, or if they feel like you know, your energy isn't quite aligned with them, like maybe they're too much, so that you can start learning how to preemptively schedule and use your cycle so that you're giving yourself that time and that space to really process your emotions. And two, I love eating foods that are rich with tryptophan. Tryptophan is an amino acid, which is the precursor for serotonin, and you can find it in foods like chickpeas and sweet potato and dark chocolate and bananas. And so I would start, especially a couple weeks before your period, I would every day try to eat something that is rich in tryptophan. It's got good fiber, they're healthy carbohydrate sources, and I would use that to boost your good mood food intake. And number three, I would work on scheduling your self-care proactively. We can either play defense with our health or we can play offense. And I know that the women who are listening to this want to play offense. They're actively trying to score for their team. They're working hard. And so don't put time for you on the back burner. Schedule that time where you have a coffee date with a friend who makes you feel good, or you have time where you can, you know, get your nails done or go take that yoga class you love and is just about you, because that makes such a difference in your mood. Pay attention to those things that you desire and act on them.
Love it. Definitely taking notes over here. And even I'm going to go back and listen to this episode one more time. Thank you, Audrey, so much for joining us today and for dropping so many gems. I definitely want to have you back on the show soon, because there's a few other topics I think that are super relevant and empowering to women that have everything to do with their menstrual cycle. So I definitely want to have you back on the show soon. Thanks for having us today.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Gigi. This was a blast.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Chats with Gigi. If you enjoyed the show, let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. This way, I can keep bringing you more of what you love. If you don't follow me yet, let's connect. You can find me as Gigi Diaz Live on all social media platforms, or head over to my website at gigidiaz.com. I can't wait to chat with you again in the next episode. Until then, I'll be sending lots of love and light your way.